This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're here to unpack complex topics, basically make you instantly well-informed. Today, we're tackling something I think a lot of businesses struggle with, that unspoken war between digital marketing and sales teams. You know the scene, right? Marketing's excited about website traffic, tons of leads, while sales is over there saying, these are junk leads. Missing their targets. It feels like two totally separate operations sometimes.
It absolutely does. And that disconnect, you know, operating in those silos, it's not just annoying, it's actually a serious drag on revenue. People often miss that when these two teams, marketing and sales, actually get aligned, really share a strategy, it's more than just numbers going up. It genuinely changes the whole customer experience. You see higher lead conversions, much better customer relationships, and ultimately real sustainable business growth. It's about like turning that internal friction outward into momentum.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So our mission for this deep dive is really to explore the practical, battle-tested ways to bridge that gap. We've looked at a whole bunch of sources, distilled the key ideas to show you how to actually achieve that maximum growth. Okay, let's dive in. So the very first thing, the foundation for this alignment, seems to be setting up shared goals and shared metrics, because you often see marketing focusing on just generating leads, any leads maybe, while sales is purely about closing deals. It's like they're playing different games.
Exactly. They're not looking at the same scoreboard.
So how do we fix that? How do we get them truly synced up?
That is the core question. And what our deep dive showed is, it's not just about saying we need quality leads. The real key is when both teams have the exact same measurable understanding of what qualified means. Too often, marketing celebrates volume. Sales complains about quality. The best way: develop unified KPIs, key performance indicators, things both teams own. This means agreeing, like really agreeing on the ideal customer profile, the ICP, you know, a detailed picture of who you're actually trying to reach.
Okay. Yeah. Then you track sales conversion rates, specifically for marketing generated leads. How many actually become customers? And crucially, tying both teams directly to revenue targets. When marketing sees the dollar impact of lead quality and sales gives feedback linked to conversions, well, then you start pulling in the same direction towards predictable results.
That makes a ton of sense. So, okay, we've got the shared scoreboard. Great start. But a scoreboard doesn't help if the players aren't talking, right? How do we make sure these shared goals actually lead to, like, daily collaboration, prevent those old misunderstandings?
Right, because just having the goals on paper isn't enough. Our deep dive really highlighted that effective communication isn't just, you know, scheduling more meetings. It's about building real empathy, shared understanding. So one tactic is regular meetings, maybe weekly or biweekly. But crucially, these aren't just status updates. They need structure. Discuss specific lead quality feedback from sales. Talk about upcoming marketing campaigns. Get input before things launch.
Another huge piece is using shared CRM and dashboards. Think HubSpot, Salesforce, Zoho, whatever works. This isn't just about transparency, it's about unified reporting. I imagine custom dashboards showing marketing spend right next to sales cycle length for that campaign.
Ah, okay, that connects the dots.
Exactly. It proves marketing's ROI on specific lead types. It fosters a data conversation, not, you know, finger pointing. And this is really important, cross-team training. Sales shares real customer pain points, objections they hear every day. Marketing explains the why behind their campaigns. Both sides start to understand the other's world. Marketing generates leads more likely to convert. Sales refines their pitch based on what's working in the market.
I really like that cross-team training idea. But let's be real, sometimes those can feel a bit like homework. How do you make sure they're genuinely impactful? That they actually build that empathy, not just tick a box? And building on that communication piece, our third strategy, aligning the content strategy with what sales actually needs. Seems obvious, maybe? Sales is on the front lines. They hear the biggest questions, objections, and concerns constantly.
Precisely. And the goal isn't just cranking out more content, it's making it smarter. The key insight here is that sales teams, they often have this kind of informal list of common objections, right? They're battle cards. Mm-hmm. Marketing's job is to take that informal insight and turn it into targeted formal content. Think SEO-optimized blog posts and articles that directly answer those common questions, maybe even preempt objections before the sales call.
Proactive.
Exactly. Or video content and webinars that educate prospects deeply so sales calls can start much further down the line. personalized email campaigns become way more powerful when sales gives feedback on what messaging works at each stage of the funnel.
Right.
And maybe the most powerful, case studies and testimonials. They offer that social proof, directly addressing common doubts, helping close deals faster. When content comes from direct sales input like this, it stops being generic fluff and becomes genuinely useful, relevant, and conversion-focused. It's sales enablement, really.
Okay, so marketing brings the lead in, provides awesome, relevant content, but then what? Is their job done? This is where I think it gets really interesting. Using marketing to support the whole sales process, not just stopping at lead gen, keeping that momentum going.
Yes. This is a big mindset shift for a lot of places. Moving away from just a handoff, it's about continuous engagement. Our sources pointed to several really effective tactics here, like automated email sequences. They're not just for nurturing cold leads. They can send personalized follow-ups to prospects already talking to sales, reinforcing key points, answering common questions.
Okay. It keeps the conversation warm.
Exactly. And retargeting ads.
Yeah.
Keep your brand visible to prospects who've shown interest, even after they talk to sales. Show them relevant ads based on what they looked at. And things like chatbots and AI assistants. They can handle the simple, instant inquiry responses, freeing up sales reps for the more complex, high-value stuff. Even the sales materials themselves, like interactive sales decks and proposals, can have marketing's touch, making the pitch more engaging. The crucial thing, the big win, is achieving consistent messaging at every single touch point, from the first ad they see to the final proposal. That consistency dramatically lifts the chance of conversion.
That consistent messaging is huge.
Yep.
And probably overlooked a lot. So building on that, strategy number 5, implementing a lead scoring system. Because let's face it, not all leads are ready to buy immediately. Sales needs to know who to call first, and marketing needs to know who maybe needs a bit more warming up. This is really where data-driven alignment shines. A good lead scoring system stops sales reps from just, you know, chasing everything equally. It's about priority. Typically, you categorize leads. You've got your hot leads, highly engaged, perfect fit for your ICP, ready for sales right now.
Then you have cold leads. They need more nurturing, more emails, more targeted content, maybe retargeting, before a sales call makes sense. And the hidden benefit here is really twofold. One, sales reps focus on the best opportunities, using their time much more effectively. And two, marketing strategically nurtures those lower scoring leads. They don't just fall through the cracks. You build a bigger pool of qualified prospects over time. It boosts efficiency for everyone.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, and finally, the last, maybe the most critical strategy, measure, analyze, optimize. Because this alignment thing, as we've been saying, it isn't a one and done project. It's an ongoing process.
Absolutely. You can't just set it up and walk away. Continuous evaluation is everything. Both teams need to regularly look at lead to customer conversion rates. Are the leads marketing qualifies actually closing? How fast they need to dig into content performance? Which blog posts, which emails, which webinars are generating the best quality leads? Which ones help conversions? And maybe most importantly, regular, honest sales feedback on lead quality. Are the leads a good fit? Are they stalling somewhere in the funnel? Why? The key is making data-driven adjustments. It's this constant feedback loop. Measure, learn, adapt, refine. That's how you keep improving.
Right. So wrapping up our deep dive today, aligning digital marketing and sales, it's clearly not a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process. Collaboration, communication, optimization, always. It's about building a real partnership, a true revenue team, constantly adapting.
Exactly. And when both teams really are working from that shared vision, using shared data, sharing insights, the results are clear. They're tangible. You get higher conversions, you build stronger customer relationships, and you unlock significantly faster growth. It becomes this dynamic engine driving the business, making sure every bit of effort counts towards the bottom line.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Given how fast digital marketing and sales landscapes change, how can your teams actually build in the agility to maintain this alignment, not just achieve it once? What systems, what processes can you put in place so this becomes, you know, just how you operate, ready to adapt to whatever comes next?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.